The world is now aware of the destruction caused in BVI by Hurricane Irma, a record Category 5 hurricane. Like all of us, I am heartbroken by the loss of homes and businesses, but above all, the loss of life the hurricane has wrought. We are resilient people, but this has shaken us to our core. However, I want to reassure people that whilst the situation across our islands is critical and will remain so in the coming weeks, firm steps have been taken to alleviate some of the immediate pressures. The arrival of the RFA Monk's Bay together with air support has brought in significant assistance from the United Kingdom, including Marines and engineers, as well as medical support, food and other supplies. This means we can start the process of getting the territory secured, assess how to bring power and water back online, and improve access and communications to the BVI. While the immediate focus is on these humanitarian needs, we'll also turn attention to our economy. The damage to the territory has been widespread, but it has not been total. Some offices belonging to the business and finance sector survived, as did the Financial Services Commission, which houses other services, such as the corporate registry. We have already started working with the private sector to ensure the business and financial services sector is able to function in good time. Many overseas offices have come together to support the BVI and work out the best way of continuing to provide vital business services remotely until the BVI is in a position to bring them substantively back on island.